In a single unanimous vote, the city council approved a series of measures in response to community anger and frustration after the shooting of Keith Lamont Scott. They include shortening from 5 years to 3 years the city's target for developing 5,000 affordable housing units, hiring a consultant to draw up a strategic housing plan to help the city figure out how to fill the rest of the estimated 34,000 units the city needs, and spending $1 million on a new pilot workforce development program. It would help 180 people initially and could expand to more than 500. There weren't many specifics, particularly on how the city would hit the housing goal. Mayor Jennifer Roberts said the steps are part of acknowledging the long-term problem.
We also recognize that, yes, there is racism and it is wrong.
Speaking in broad terms, she said eliminating racism is a collective effort.
We have to admit wrongdoing. We have to hold people accountable. And we have to pledge to change and have other people hold us accountable.
The meeting was a lot more low-key than the one on September 26th, where angry protesters called on the mayor, council members, and police chief to resign. Councilmember Al Austin said he knows the vote isn't a long-term solution.
Although we had quite a bit of emotion and anger on the 26th, I don't think that's over. People are still angry. Right. So, and I still feel that, and I still feel it out in the community.
But he said the council needed to take action.
These items are the beginning of us trying to take some actions. Now, we've still got more work to do.
In comments before the council vote, a handful of speakers called for changes. Charlotte NAACP leader Corinne Mack repeated her demands for greater police accountability. Resident Tina White called for broader changes than those up for a vote, like better schools and more federal rental housing assistance. The council also endorsed Police Chief Kerr Putney's plan to expand the use of body cameras, hire an outside firm to review department policies, procedures, and community relations, and give more power to the City Police Review Board. As for the outside review, Interim City Manager Ron Kimball said the Police Foundation of Washington, D.C. could take 6 to 8 months to deliver a final report. Councilmember Austin said he wished it could be faster, and he hopes the final report doesn't wind up on a shelf. The elephant in the room is race, he said, and we need to deal with that. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.